able unto.
Yes, but Dr. Rita called you about that quotation.
Yes, sir. I cannot reconstruct it. We're trying to see if Charlie Boatner can help us, and we're working other angles on it.
Well, I told her to call the Western Museum and get him to read it.
Uh-huh.
And ask Mansfield's office if they have it.
Yes, sir, she is.
President?
Yes?
Ms. Johnson said that you wanted to do your remarks outside, and my suggestion would be that you do it in the Rose Garden. We could bring the people and directly into the Rose Garden. You could come out and give your remarks about 6:15, and then everyone could go upstairs for drinks and dancing and seeing the White House.
What time are they due?
They're due at 5:30, and it will be about probably 6:15 before we have most of them there.
All right. Then what do? Let them stay downstairs for a while and have some drinks?
Yes, uh-huh.
Then we lead them out.
And have music and... No, we would bring them directly into the Rose Garden as they come in, and then when we get a goodly number assembled, then you could come out there and stand on the steps and make the remarks to
you
the
mean,
group.
Well, they come in at 5:30, don't they?
That's right.
Would you keep them in the Rose Garden 45 minutes?
5:30, then 6:15.
Oh, 6:15. You just keep them there 15 minutes.
Yeah,
that sounds
uh-huh.
wonderful. You can't get them all in the Rose Garden, though, can you?
Well, we can get some of them on the overflow, and that's the best place that we can do it. You can say, you know, the garden was so pretty today, and the day was so pretty that I wanted
you to see this part of the White House, too. I think that's perfect.
Okay.
I'm glad you can do, girl. She came in all morning and convinced me that you thought it couldn't be done. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.